our sports with Mike Conzi here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And I guess the first thing we can really talk about in sports is the fact that the Giants have a brand new defensive coordinator. James Betcher is that. Here's what Mike now, right now. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
So the Giants pulled the old switcheroo and got a different defensive coordinator.
Did they?
Yeah, they picked James Betcher.
Who?
James Betcher. He's not a well-known name.
Is he a pretzel salesman?
No, he's been a defensive coordinator for a bunch of teams. A bunch of teams? Yeah.
That's good.
Well, like three teams. I mean, he's worked his way up from position coach to defensive coordinator. And that's, you know, and to me, I'd much rather have somebody roll the dice on somebody like that than one of these other well-known names that have been around for 500 years. You know, somebody that worked his way up from, let's say, like a linebacking coach to this coach, and then now he's worked his way up to defensive coordinator. I'd much rather have that.
You know what this is looking more and more like?
What?
Who's that coach that the Giants had in around 2000, 2001 that came from Arizona?
Oh, his son's coaching. His son is now is in the league.
Yeah, what's that guy's name?
Oh, God, I forget. Yeah, I forget.
Well, hey. It looks like that era.
Well, hey, he took him to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then they fell apart like a cheap suit.
Oh, there was a bad call. I was at that game. The Giants intercepted and scored a touchdown to make it an even game, and the refs made a bum call. I was at that game, Mike.
What about the rest of his season?
What do you mean? That was a good season that season.
Yeah, but what about the subsequent ones?
Well, yeah, but hey, if somebody takes my team to a Super Bowl.
Jim Fazul, that's his name.
I'll give him a break the next couple of seasons. But anyways, I was at that game.
How could you give him a break?
Because they went to the Super Bowl and almost won it.
And almost won it.
Here's why I give him a break.
All that means is you're the first loser.
Now, understand this. Here's how I ended up going to the Super Bowl. Did I ever tell you the story that year?
Mm-mm. Who did they play?
They played the Ravens. That was the year the Ravens won the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That game wasn't even close. The closest that game was the opening kickoff.
No.
They got smashed.
They got smashed after they intercepted the ball and brought it back for a touchdown. I'm telling you.
Play decided the entire game. They got drubbed. They lost by about 30 points.
No, they turned the game around. But anyways, you know how I ended up getting to that game? I was involved in a bet, okay? There were tickets to go see the Yankees play in the World Series or go see a play on Broadway and then have first shot at Super Bowl tickets if the Giants made the Super Bowl. Now, this is when the Giants, you've got to remember, they won the last seven games of the year to get into the playoffs. So the Super Bowl, the World Series tickets were snarfed up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'll go see the Broadway play, and I'll get first dibs on the Super Bowl ticket. Everybody laughed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was laughing when the Giants beat Minnesota 30-7 to win the NFC Championship, and I wound up with four tickets to Tampa Bay to see the Giants play in the Super Bowl. Now, I took Jake and Sam went with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We had one ticket left, all right? Got down there. Sold that ticket for enough money, paid for the whole trip down and back.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and got to see the Giants. And I still have the souvenir. They gave you a seat cushion, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in that seat cushion were just a million gizmos and gadgets and stuff.
That's when they beat the Vikings 41-0.
Yeah. I still have that seat cushion, and I still have everything.
Yeah, I still got mine from the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah.
I went to the 49er San Diego Super Bowl 1995, I think it was. And one of them sports betting guys online on TV was there, and I was walking by, with my cushion. He says, "You want your cushion?" I said, "What's it worth to you?" He said, $100. I said, "Take it."
Well, there you go. I mean, but
take
so,
it.
But that's
I wish
but,
I had more.
But that's how I got. That's how I got to the Super Bowl game.
Well, thanks to the internet.
That's right.
The Ravens beat the Giants 34-7.
Yeah.
And whoa, I'm not done yet. There's no way that one play made Kerry Collins go 15 for 39 for 112 yards and four picks. That's why you lost the Super Bowl. Kerry Collins didn't have his alcohol the night before the game.
Yeah, anyways, it was fun to go. It was just fun to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but this reminds me of the Jim Fazzulli era where they didn't get the coach that they wanted at the time, so they settled for like their third or fourth choice, and all third or fourth choices came along with the coach for the coordinators, and they were good for 1 year, but then they quickly slipped after that. They went from the Super Bowl that year to in 2003 they were 4-12.
Yeah. Well,
so it is what it is, because there's not a lot of coaches out there. So the Giants kind of like had to scramble here at the last minute to get what they had to get, and we'll see how it plays out.
All right. Well, anyways, so hey, where else do we want to go here in sports?
More important than the Giants.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were denied again yesterday.
Well, I would think they would be, even though they've been inching.
You never know.
They've been
you
inching.
Never know.
Yeah, they've been inching up. They're in the like the upper 60% now, well, and all they need is
as the older echelon of sports writers retire, and the new breed of give everybody a chance comes to in power, they're eventually going to get in.
Yeah,
I just hope it's only about a year or two before they croak.
Yeah,
so they can't enjoy it too long.
But you're right; they will eventually get in.
I agree with two of the four choices yesterday. Chipper Jones and Vladimir Guerrero definitely belong in a Hall of Fame. Chipper Jones, Met fans hate him, but there's a reason why you hate him, because the guy was great. He continued to drub you every year that you played him, and he deservedly belongs in the Hall of Fame. And Vladimir Guerrero, I remember I went to an interleague game when the Expos played the Yankees 1 year, and he had the most amazing swing I've ever seen with my eyes.
Now,
what a swing this guy had. I could understand why his back blew out.
But Jim Thome, I know he was.
Jim Tomey's borderline at best, and Trevor Hoffman, I can't see it.
And Jim Thome was a good. He's designated hitter, right?
Good player.
Yeah, very good.
But
yeah.
You're talking about the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I know. That's
would you if you go to the Hall of Fame, all your players should be interchangeable. Yeah, I'd take this guy. Yeah, I'd take that guy. Well, would you take Jim Thome or would you take Willie Mays?
Yes, he's exactly right.
You know, it's the Hall of Fame. It's not the Hall of the Hall of Fame and the Hall of Pretty Good Players. It's the Hall of Fame, and to say that you have to put three or four or five in every year is just a travesty. They don't deserve it, some of these guys. And like you said, they're good ball players, but they're not the best players of all time. Jim Thome was a good ball player. He was a home run hitter.
Well,
but Hall of Famer.
My friend Bill Krasowski really points out the reason why he probably got in.
Who, Thome?
Yeah, 612 home runs.
Yeah, he hit 612 home runs. That's what I said. He's a home run hitter, but is he one of the greatest players of all time?
No.
I don't think so. You know, and like I said, he was good. But I was real afraid that the designated hitter, Edgar Martinez, was going to get in. I don't believe he should be in the Hall of Fame. He's a one-dimensional player. Hall of Fame is greatest of all time. There's only one DH that should ever go into the Hall of Fame, and that's David Ortiz. Yeah. Because David Ortiz was a one-man wrecking crew who single-handedly picked up the Red Sox and carried them to the World Series the first year they won it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of players that can say that.
Nope. All right. Well, there's not much else to talk about in sports from last night.
It's going to be even less.
I know.
Tonight's the last night of hockey until next week, next Tuesday. So there's no games Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. It's the All-Star game this weekend down in Tampa. It's a pretty cool event. But they're doing that same thing, a round-robin tournament where they're going to have three games. And it's dumb, but we'll see what happens. It's,